I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please allow me to start by expressing what a joy it is to be here at St. Martin's in this fabulous city of Houston. I marvel at the vitality and strength of this congregation and this extraordinary campus and extraordinary place. And please allow me to take this opportunity to just turn to your rector and express my gratitude, not simply for the work he's doing here, but also the work he's doing in the diocese and the important voice he plays in our national church, truly for his witness and ministry. I'm truly grateful. Thank you, Russ. I don't know about you, but it's been 2 years and counting of this pandemic, and sometimes it's felt like the end of the world. And my favorite end of the world joke involves a meteorite which is hurtling towards Earth and it's going to take out all human life on planet Earth, like the dinosaurs. And there's nothing like the end of the world to get people out to church. So you have a Baptist minister, a Roman Catholic priest, and an Episcopal priest all discussing which text they will preach on that night. The Baptist says, this is easy, it's got to be John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm going to bring people to Jesus tonight. The other two nod. The Roman Catholic priest says, well, for me, it's Matthew 16. Our Lord turned to Peter and said, upon this rock I will build my church. I will explain that Peter was the first bishop of Rome. The Roman Catholic Church is the true church in Christendom. You've got to be right with Mother Church, and I'm available for confession right after the service. The other two nod, and they all look at the Episcopal priest. And without missing a beat, the Episcopal priest replies, well, I will preach on the lectionary readings for the day. And of course, that's the right thing to do. You should preach on the lectionary readings of the day. Just because the world is ending, that's no reason to depart from appropriate liturgical order. That is, after all, one of the gifts we bring to the church. And so we come to these lectionary readings of the day. You have St. Paul writing to the church in Corinth this extraordinary bit of prose, which must be one of the most beautiful passages on love anywhere in the world. And you have this gospel. Jesus comes home. And he encounters resistance and hostility. And they don't understand how this son of Joseph can be the person that's being talked about across the land. So let's start with that epistle. The church in Corinth had a few difficulties. They had a situation where people would come for the Eucharist and get drunk on the wine. They had services where people were so ecstatic and speaking in tongues, the rest of the congregation didn't know what was being said and wasn't getting anything out of it. You had a congregation that was divided, and you had a culture which did not honor everybody in that congregation. And in the middle of this discourse, Paul inserts this hymn to love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love is a defining characteristic of our identity as Christians. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, talks about discipleship as the way of love. See, in the end, there are only two ways you can look at this world. There's the narrative of secular humanism, and there's the narrative of faith. And love is actually the pivotal difference between those two narratives. Let me explain what I mean. For a secular humanist, the narrative is pretty simple. 13.7 billion years ago, there was a quantum fluctuation which led to a big bang. Slowly, stars form, and those stars die. That was essential to create carbon-based forms of life, of which we're a part. We're all made out of stars. The factors that enable life to come together fortuitously, by luck, a big accident, coincided on planet Earth. Through the process of evolution, humans slowly emerged. The whole process was just a big cosmic accident. On this view, art and music are simply human achievements. On this view, morality, that's a cultural construct to help us get along. On this view, love, well, that's a trick of the evolutionary process to encourage us to reproduce and to enjoy our particular tribe. On this view, when we die, that is extinction. On this view, every human achievement will die in the death of our star. Now contrast that for a moment with the narrative of faith. With the narrative of faith, we talk about God as goodness and love at the heart of the universe, enabling everything that is and sustaining everything that is. If God is love, then even in God's own life, there is the dynamic flow and dance of love between the persons of the Trinity. It's in the nature of love to want to create more loving possibilities. That's why couples often end up having children. And so God embarks on the journey of creation to bring about creatures that can give and receive love. Now, at this point, Christians have no reason to quarrel with the picture that science presents. So sure, quantum fluctuation, stars form, stars died, it all comes together on planet Earth, and through the process of evolution, humans emerge. But the difference is, it's a process intended. It's a result of purpose. Love is driving from the heart of the process to enable us to emerge. Art and music, they are shafts into the divine life and elevate us to the realm of transcendence. Morality, that's a matter of truth and discovery, grounded in the very life of God. And as we learn to give and receive love, As we form a relationship with the Creator of love, so we start creating the building blocks which will endure for eternity. Every person who's redeemed by Christ will find themselves in the very presence of God forever. Two very different ways of looking at the universe. The invitation of church is to really live into that truth that we are a creation of love and we're here as the very reason for our existence, to learn the demanding skill of how to give and receive love. And this is where we come to the gospel. Because love is actually very difficult. I'm often resentful. I'm often aggressive. I often want my own way. We're all persons who are fragmented. And in our frustrations, we often hurt, sometimes deliberately and sometimes inadvertently. The love project is demanding and difficult because of sin. And what the gospel tells us is it's an invitation for us to allow Christ to do the work that Christ wants to do in our lives, to enable us to become whole and to become vehicles of love to others. We are, if you like, all pieces of clay that God desires to create into something beautiful, where we become a vehicle of love from God to others. And in the gospel, they just couldn't see their need. They just couldn't understand how this lad who grew up in the town could be the vehicle that God brings to enable us to be healed so that we can become agents of love. This day, I invite you to use this liturgy. I invite you to affirm your faith, celebrating the drama of a God at the heart of the universe who loves us and seeks to be in relationship with us. I invite you to use the confession and bring our resentments and our fears and all the moments when we're not loving and offer it afresh to God. And I invite you to come forward and receive the sacrament, the very life of Christ to be taken into us to enable Christ to do the work that Christ wants to do in our lives. And come just as we are. Come and participate in the story of love with all our brokenness and fragility and fear and bewilderment and concern. Come just as I am. Thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, of thy great love, the breadth, length, depth, and height to prove, here for a season, then above, O Lamb of God, I come. May we all come and let Christ do the work of healing in our lives. Amen.